Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Relatives of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev are expected to take the stand today as defense lawyers continue making the case that Tsarnaev should be spared the death penalty. After first learning about Tsarnaev's older brother, jurors are now getting a sympathetic portrait of the defendant himself. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
"Do you see him?" came the question to Catherine Charter Laird. "Yes, I do," she replied with a smile that makes a grade school teacher a grade school teacher. "He was incredibly hardworking," she said of the newly arrived 9-year-old immigrant who spoke little English. "He cared a lot about his studies, always wanted to do the right thing." "Was he a discipline problem?" Miriam Conrad asked. "Never," said Charter Laird. The description of the convicted killer of four people who maimed 17 and injured more than 240 others as lovable and disciplined brought derision from the prosecution. But a string of his teachers and his friends from Cambridge Ringe and Latin High School testified to a far different person than the one portrayed by the prosecution or defined by the actions of April 2013. "The teachers all loved him," testified his seventh-grade teacher, Rebecca Norris. "He wasn't a rebel." With her husband, who was Tsarnaev's soccer coach, nodding in assent from the gallery, Norris said Tsarnaev always came off as quiet and friendly and humble. That somewhere along the line he had changed, and changed dramatically, seemed evident. As his teachers praised that little boy, the 21-year-old man never turned to acknowledge them. Yet for jurors who have only been presented with the story of the other Jahar Tsarnaev, the defense hopes to show some redeeming humanity. From the looks on their faces, the jurors seemed unmoved. None of them broke a smile during the display of photos of the open-eyed, cheerful little boy at school or home, even a photo of the boy holding his teacher's baby, the stuff that normally elicits grins. On came two young women. They had attended both high school and UMass Dartmouth with Tsarnaev, and they testified painfully about the boy he used to be. Tense and needing several reminders to bring the microphone closer, Tiara Dotton called him loyal, fun, and friendly to everybody. At the sight of a selfie she took of the two of them, she started crying. "Did you know he was Muslim?" defense attorney Tim Watkins asked. "No." "Did he talk about it at all?" "No." "Did he talk about politics?" "No." "Did he ever say anything anti-American?" "No." Prosecutor William Weinreb cut to the quick against the defense theory that the younger brother was in the sway of his older brother, Tamerlan. "Would you say he was his own person?" "Yes." "He wasn't a follower?" "No." "He wasn't easily pushed around?" "Never." The last defense witness might have been the most effective so far. Alexa Guevara said Jahar was different from other boys. "He was more respectful to me, to females in general." Tsarnaev told her he wanted to study marine biology, and he encouraged her to go to art school. "You have talent," he told her. "He made me feel really good. Someone believed in me," she said wistfully. One of the jurors smiled. From momentary laughter, Guevara broke into tears. "Why are you crying?" asked defense attorney Miriam Conrad in her last question. "Because," she said, close to the defendant, who never looked at her, "I really miss the person that I knew." In the jury box, two women shed tears. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri at the Federal Courthouse in Boston.